This is a declaration for Dejafield, Dejafields. Date of birth is 7/27/1996. Date of accident is 5/22/2025. Date of service 5/29/2025. The patient was seen last week for her accident that happened on 5/22/2025, where she was a rear passenger on the right in a car where two more people were there. The accident happened on Puritan Avenue and Livernois Avenue in Detroit. It appears that the other driver ran a stop sign and hit into their right fender. After that, the car hit a pole after spinning, and then it hit the car on the other side. This caused the car to be undrivable and totaled. The patient injured her neck with whiplash. She hit the door with her shoulder. Then she started having shortness of breath, headaches, and ringing in the ear, lack of focus, loss of concentration. She was taken to Steinegger Grace Hospital. She's having extreme spasm in the neck and the upper back, as well as the paravertebral muscles, with several trigger points in the trapezius muscle. The patient has neck pain, mid-back pain, with shooting pain to the neck, to the right arm, with involvement of the first, second, and third fingers. Today, she reports her pain is still going on in the neck and the upper back, with the pain ranging from 8 to 10, and occasionally, the pain is shooting down to the right arm, involving second, third, and fourth finger. And headaches are ongoing to the tune of 8. Overall, the pain is between 8 and 10. ADLs are affected, 8. The 20% relief is reported by the patient so far. The pain medications are helping her control the headaches and improve the ADL and be able to sleep and rest. Patient is not working right now. Please review the records for the ADL, the system review, additional issues, as well as the medications, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 135/96, pulse 85, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam comes from previous visit, 5/23/25, dictation number 0525-017. Kindly use the general review musculoskeletal examination. And the extremities examination. Diagnosis will remain the same. Patient is to continue all the medications that were provided on the first visit, which include Voltaren gel, Celebrex, Flexeril, Protonix, Elavil, Xanax, Lyrica, and Medigesic, Lidoprovimet, as well as Norco 7.5, 325, every 12 hours for 7 days. They were provided. The patient was also provided an MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant and SWI, and MRI of the cervical spine that has been ordered. It will be done this week, and the patient will be seen again. Her MAPs have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. The patient is found to be essentially in compliance. Thank you. The patient should be seen in 15 days, or 7 days, sorry.